Good morning, friends. Good morning to one and all. I'm certainly happy to be coming your way once again with the short message. Listen, only a few short years, only a few short years of life in which to work and pray, only a while to wage the strife till comes the close of day, only a weight of anxious care before the long release, only a struggle short to share. The battle of life is brief. Only a while to sympathize with care-crushed souls in need. Only a while to hear their cries and do a kindly deed. Only some wakeful hours to spend till comes a long repose. Few times a kindly hand to lend or share another's woes. Only a few short years, O God, not one of them is mine. Oh, may my actions, thoughts, and words prove I am wholly thine. How soul-searching this is to realize that we only have a few short years in life. Do what we will with them. They're swiftly passing away. Don't you find it that way in your life, friends, that sometime you plan to do things in the future someday, and you put it off and put it off, and before long the years have gone by and you still haven't done what you thought you were going to do. So it is with life. We're swiftly passing on from this scene of action to that great caravan that moves to the great beyond. May the Lord help you and me to be ready when our turn comes to leave this world. I'd like to direct my thoughts today to two classes of people. In fact, there are just two classes of people in the world, we might say. There's the saved and the unsaved. Which side are you on, one or another? You are on the Lord's side or you're against him, one way or another. You cannot straddle the fence and serve two masters. You're either for him or against him. So first, let me direct my thoughts to the unsaved. I have something to say to you. I hope it may help you to consider your ways. And so, first of all, may I remind you again that time is fleeting for the unsaved. There are those who plan to do something about the salvation of their soul tomorrow, sometime in the future. But, oh, tomorrow is so uncertain, and you don't know what's going to come to pass on tomorrow. I'm reminded of a little parable, we might say, the prophet gave to the king here. And as the king passed by, he cried unto the king. That's the prophet now. And he said, "Thy servant went out into the midst of the battle, and behold, a man turned aside, and brought a man unto me, and said, Keep this man. If by any means he be missing, then shall thy life be for his life, or else thou shalt pay a talent of silver. And as thy servant was busy here and there, he was gone." 1 Kings 20, 39, 40. The thought I'd like to emphasize here is the fact that while this man was busy here and there, looking about this, seeing about the other, the daily routines of life, so to speak, then this man got away from him, with which he was entrusted to keep him. And so I liken this to every man and woman. They have a soul that God has entrusted into your care and keeping. And you should look out for this soul's welfare just as well as you look out for food and clothing of the natural man. So you should look out for the welfare of your spiritual life. And so many people are busy here and there that they neglect the salvation of their soul. The most tragic error that one could make in this world is to fail to make preparation to meet the Lord. Now, each person is responsible for his or her soul. This soul is God-given, and God is going to require it of us as to how we have cared for this soul. You may have seen this bumper sticker that I think is so impressive. It says, "Not only cars are recalled by their maker." You know that cars are recalled by their makers, don't you? There's a defect in some way, and so they call them in and they repair them and fix them. Do you know the Lord is our maker, and he's going to recall us one of these days, each and every one, and so it will pay us to give heed to the welfare and the salvation of our soul. Oh, sometimes we might be like a voice crying in the wilderness, and maybe the multitudes and the droves aren't going this way, but you know it's an important way to go. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. In other words, you go ahead, do what you please, go and do and have a good time and all that. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. Ecclesiastes 11:9. That's different, isn't it, to realize the Lord is going to require of us that soul. And so, may I leave this other verse with you in Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 13 and 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Now, will you give heed to the welfare of your soul? Or will you be like this poem, Procrastination, unto a youth the gospel came, exhorting him in Jesus' name to turn from sin, embrace the truth, and serve the Lord in days of youth. The youth replied, I know that's right, but I will turn from sin tonight. A few more pleasures I will seek, and then I'll turn perhaps next week. But next week came, and still his heart was not inclined from sin to part. A few more days in sin I live, and then my heart to God I give. Days pass by, and months roll on, and still he sings the same old song. And now, but not now, but after a while I'll pray for God to wash my sins away. The months and years went by so fast, from youth to middle age he passed, and yet his sins were not forgiven, nor yet his name enrolled in heaven. From middle age to old he went, his body neath the years was bent, his conscience once so keen to feel, no more was stirred at God's appeal. Procrastination in itself had robbed his soul of heaven's wealth, and so at last to sin a slave he died to fill a Christless grave. All souls, behold, God says, today turn now from all your sins away, lest you should reach your doleful fate and cry at last, too late, too late. How sad that is. And now, just a few words to those who are saved. Do you realize that your time is passing away swiftly too? In fact, we read in Psalms 90 and 10, the days of our years are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away. And so, friends, whether we go young or whether we live to be old, now here it says 70 years, that would be 70. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, that would be 80. It says, yet is there strength, labor, and sorrow, for it is soon cut off. Even though you might live to be 80, or maybe 90, or a few people live to be 100 or more. But you know, when you look back, it just seems as yesterday, the days of your youth, and a few days have gone, and there you are. Old age is crept on, and maybe you wasn't looking for it so soon. And so this tells me something. It tells me that whatever we're going to do for God, we must do it very quickly. Verse 12 says, so teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Isn't that important? If we knew just how to spend them, how to spend each day to the glory of God, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. How wonderful that would be. Now, Jesus said there in John 9:4, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. In other words, I only have a limited time, just a short time to do what I must do for my Father. And, of course, some of us have already lived longer than Jesus did in the world. His 33 years passed away very swiftly, and yet he accomplished great things for his Father. Can we say that we are laboring for our Master, and that we will not accomplish so many wonderful things, even at the very best, but we can be faithful in that which the Lord has given us to do. So regardless of whatever else you may have been in the past or whatever else you may have done in the past, from this moment on, as a servant of the Lord, settle it in your heart to be just what the Lord would have you be. We know how that Jesus gave that parable about the man who hired the laborers in his vineyard. Some he hired early in the morning, some at the third, the sixth, the ninth, and even the 11th hour. And at the close of the day, he gave to each their reward. And so may you and I be faithful in that which God has given us to do. I am so much impressed by what Jacob of old said here in Genesis 47 and 9. And Jacob said unto Pharaoh, the days of the years of my pilgrimage, notice this, pilgrimage, that means just passing through this world, are 130 years. We think, oh my, that's a long time, isn't it? But that's not what he said. Look, few and evil have the days of the years of my life been. In other words, they passed away quickly. There's just been a few. There's only been just a few years, and now they've flown away and have not attained unto the days of the years of the life of my fathers in the days of their pilgrimage. Now, that's in Genesis 47, 9. In other words, he hadn't lived as long as what some of his forefathers had, but he just looked on it as a short time. Our Father, we realize that the years of our life are swiftly passing on, and that we, too, will soon be going to our long home out there to meet the Lord. Help us to be faithful. Bless the word as it goes out over the airwaves to the listeners. Awaken those who are far from God, and help those who are serving you to be diligent in serving the Lord right on up to the end. And for that which is accomplished, we'll surely give you the praise in Jesus' name. Thank you, friends, for a few moments of your time. If we may be of some help to you in a spiritual way, be sure to let us know. Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.